Helping Hands Save a Dairy Farm. Thanks for being with us again, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. In the aftermath of those deadly storms come some heartwarming stories that show just how valuable the bond between rural neighbors really is.
My neighbors is what's kept me in business. If it wasn't for them, I wouldn't, you know, I'd just have to sold out, you know. There wouldn't have been any way of salvaging it.
Third-generation dairy farmer Rusty Heatherly of Warren County recalling what a horrible day it was last Friday when he came back to see his milking operation totally destroyed by a tornado that took the life of one person near the Morrison community.
When we got out here, you know, everything was gone, and our cows was, part of them was still in the barn, and part of them was outside, and of course ours is total confinement. We leave our cows in the barn all the time, and it was just devastation. I mean, it just, you know, I didn't know what to do or where to go because, you know, those cows are my life, and it just seemed like that, you know, my life had passed before my eyes, and everything was gone that I'd worked for all my life was just gone in an instant, and it just really hurt deep.
Heatherly says if it wasn't for his friends and neighbors, he would have been out of business. But the next morning, his milk cows were taken to 6 different area dairy farms where they could still be milked. His insurance company paid off immediately, and he's now rebuilding.
Seems like whenever a disaster hits, whether it's a death in the family or it's a injury or whatever it may be, you know, we always seem to pitch in and try to help each other out, whether it's getting a crop out or milking a cow or whatever it may be. We always, you know, we always try to get together and try to help each other.
A great story of farmers and neighbors coming to the need of another, and Heatherly is hoping to be back milking sometime, hopefully next week. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.